Michael, good morning.
Morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here.
Welcome.
Now, just for those of us who may not have been paying attention to these headlines, what attempts have there been to get rid of online pirating? What attempts have been made in the last few years?
There have been various attempts by copyright owners to try and grapple with these issues. I suppose fundamentally, in the positive sense, copyright owners are trying to build new business models, better business models, to make their content available in better ways, more conveniently on a global basis, which are attractive to consumers, so that consumers will be more drawn to lawful, legitimate commercial channels for commercial products, for commercial content. That's been slow, but the copyright industries are grappling with that and improving. But there have also been actions where people who have been downloading illegally in various jurisdictions around the world have been sued. Pirate sites have been sued. And here in Australia, we've seen recently in the Dallas Buyers case an attempt by the copyright owners of that film to get the right to identify illegal downloaders. In the end, they were not successful with that. There have been attempts to introduce an industry code of educational letters to be sent out by ISPs to repeat infringers. That hasn't succeeded either. But we do have a new addition to the Copyright Act, which allows copyright owners to go to the federal court to seek an injunction to block foreign pirate sites, to require ISPs to block foreign websites whose main purpose, whose primary purpose is piracy.
I mean, with the case of the Dallas Buyers Club, it was a bit of a fizzler, it would seem. And you mentioned there the closing down of various pirating websites, but they kind of seem a bit like the Hydra, where every time you cut off one head, two more seem to grow in its place. So looking at those kind of laws in blocking the ISPs of these pirating websites, is that just an Australian-only solution? Because it kind of seems like you could block, again, you could block one website and two more might pop up in its place, but maybe the market for pirated video games and pirated movies and TV shows, maybe it's not necessarily there for Australians. Is that the thinking behind this one?
What do you mean it's not there for Australians?
Well, I mean, obviously the vast majority of these movies and TV shows, the websites that they're catering to would probably be for Americans. So if we were to block off Australians' access to these websites, would it then mean that, well, there's no other websites that would crop up specifically for Australians to continue to be able to pirate movies and TV?
Well, look, I think there's two things to say up front. We have to find a good solution to this problem of piracy. Mm-hmm. Piracy is just commercial scale stealing, and it destroys the creative industries, the film industry, the music industry. So you'd get a lot of great amateur content that would continue, but the kind of investment to make films or television shows cannot be sustained if piracy continues in the way that it has been. You know, I'm sure you sit at the end of a film like I do and marvel at the number of people who work when you see credits to match that product. Producers can investment and get a return by selling the film. So piracy is very destructive. It has to be dealt with in a reasonable way. They're just free riding on the back of other people's work. Now, there's no silver bullet, and and there's no one technological fix. But when you can go for a blocking injunction to the federal court to get a carriage service provider or ISP to block a pirate site whose dominant purpose is piracy. So they make money, millions of dollars through advertising, by pirating other people's works and destroying their livelihood. They're just parasites on the industry. So you need to get injunctions that are not just specific to that site, but also to where that site will pop up again. And yeah, sure, there's a, you know, a game of cat and mouse, of cops and robbers. That's the same with all criminals. It's not a perfect solution, but you can shut them down as they pop up. It's not unique to Australia, this approach. There's a very similar blocking injunctions been introduced in Singapore, in the European Union, including the UK, in Ireland. So this approach is being adopted in other jurisdictions, and I think it's part of a package of solutions where if people are setting up, it's not just, you know, an individual, it's a site whose dominant purpose is piracy, to make money off the back of, you know, writers, creators, directors, actors, without paying them for their work. That seems reasonable to me, and the more international this approach is, the more effective it'll be. Won't solve the problem, but it will begin to deal with it.
Well, Michael, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one. Obviously, a multi-pronged approach seems to be necessary in this case. Do appreciate your time coming on The Daily this morning.
You're welcome, Sean. Thanks.